Hey, if you have direct deposit, did you receive your stimulus check yet? They've already gone out, some of them.
Yeah.
So check. Hmm. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that, Americans who have direct deposit set up through the Internal Revenue Service could be receiving stimulus checks as early as of midnight this morning.
Yeah.
Paper checks will begin to be mailed out today, if, of course, you are going to receive one. Perhaps you're not. You've heard that there are some stipulations set in place, parameters, and we thought we'd outline those for you. Be easier to tell you who's not getting one than who is getting one. So if you fall in these categories, just beware that $600 check may not be coming your way. Individuals earning up to $75,000 or couples making less than $150,000, you will receive the full payment. However, if you're above the $75,000 as an individual or $150,000 as a couple, forget it. And by the way, it says here the amount drops by $5 for every $100 of income above those income thresholds. Oh, so apparently you will get a check. It's just that the amount is going to drop.
Reduced amount.
Oh, okay. All right. And it will phase out completely at $87,000 for individuals and $174,000 for couples. So why start this story by telling us? they give us the idea that you hit these income levels, you don't get one. Then it is, oh, no, you do, but it's going to be reduced. I haven't done the math, but I'm guessing. So for reducing it by $5 for every $100 above the $75,000 for an individual, does that mean by $87,000 it's phased out completely? You've reached the point where if you make $79,995, you get that $5 income check. Is that really what's going to happen?
It might.
Yeah, it's the government. Probably will. All right, let's move on. Let's see. If you're an unemployed high-wage earner. Yeah. An unemployed high-wage earner. That almost sounds like an oxymoron, but I know how it can happen.
Yeah.
Let's see. Eligibility for stimulus checks determined by 2019 tax returns. That could change how much you receive, whether you get a second check. If you earn more than $87,000 last year, $2019 return, of course.
Yeah, all right.
But you were unemployed in 2020, you won't be eligible for payment because on your tax return that you filed, you did record $87,000 in the previous year. So you won't get the $600. Mm. That's what it says here. Okay.
So eventually, if McConnell and company get it together, will people see an additional $1,400 check?
I haven't even gotten that. I'm not even. That's the.
No, I don't think that's. I think that's $2,000 on top of this.
On top of the $600.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I can't imagine.
Well, wouldn't
that.
It have to be though? Because
it would have to be.
These are being distributed.
Yeah, right.
They're being distributed, but maybe they will reach some type of a compromise where they approve $1,400 as opposed to $2,000.
Oh, good. Imagine that. So, yes. Speculative. It gets approved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Now we've got to figure out who already got $600, reduce their amounts to $1,400. Everyone else gets to $2,000.
That's why it would have just been easier just send them out, and that's it.
Let's see. Students aged 17 or older don't qualify for a stimulus check if their parents or guardians claim them as dependents. That means the stimulus includes millions of high school and college age Americans. Now, in the last round, I think all the kids, didn't matter if you're not, you got a check.
Yeah,
well, your parents got the check.
Yeah, right.
Parents also won't get a payment of $600 per child at the. It applies only to children 16 and under. At least it says there's no cap on the number of child dependents that a household can claim.
Yeah, right.
So even though your 17-year-old still is a dependent because they're 17 or older, they don't qualify. But if they're 16 or younger, they do qualify.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Right. Strange.
If I'm reading this correctly. Some elderly and disabled adults, adult dependents don't qualify for a check, which means an elderly parent or family member living under the care of an adult child that is claimed as a dependent won't get a direct payment. Okay.
Seems kind of unfair in some cases.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, and as usual, probably the government trying to make it as fair as possible for everybody.
Yeah.
Make it more unfair for most people. I mean, if you're going to give it out,
absolutely. This was and that's what I don't know.
Yeah. let's see. Immigrants. Some immigrants qualify for a stimulus check if they meet the eligibility criteria and have a valid Social Security number. Immigrants with green cards or H-1B and H-2A work visas are eligible for a check.
Yeah.
Non-resident aliens, temporary workers, and immigrants in the country illegally are not eligible.
Yeah.
However, if you're in a mixed status household, or those where a family member doesn't have a Social Security number but others do, you will be eligible for a stimulus payment.
All right.
Okay.
Well. Okay.
We're going to put a link up on our morning team page.
Let people sort it out for
you
themselves.
You can sort it out.
This is only for $600. We're going through all this for just $600. We're in the middle of a major pandemic, something that hasn't been seen in over 100 years, and this is what we're dealing with. I mean, if this were World War III, we wouldn't be messing around with $87,000 threshold, $75,000 threshold. We would just be doing it.
It's almost like they decided to take the income tax code and put it into the stimulus code.
Right. So yeah, and I don't know. We'll probably go through all this again with the $2,000.
Stay tuned.
Something probably will be passed. I am predicting that. What? I don't know, but something will be passed.
And then we can do this again.
Right.
Make your own judgments. This is what it's all about. We just provide the information. You decide.